AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Protesters are back on the streets of Baltimore. Former Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis is among them.
This is nothing new. This is nothing new, man. Stop talking about old Baltimore. Old Baltimore. This is a world problem.
Civil rights activist Al Sharpton says folks in Baltimore want to know what happened to Freddie Gray and that police van.
All that the community and the families asked for in Baltimore and people all over the country is the facts. And the reason people are marching, white and black, young and old, in peace, is for the facts.
Baltimore's mayor, Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, says state's attorney, Marilyn Mosby, and U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch will ensure justice is done.
We will get justice for Freddie Gray. Believe you me, we will get justice. And we're going to do it because we're going to work together. Because if, with the nation watching, three black women at three different levels can't get justice and healing for this community, you tell me where we're going to get it.
Stocks logged their biggest drop in 2 weeks today as investors assess some disappointing earnings news.
The Dow lost 195 points to close at 17,840. It was down as much as 260 points during the day. The NASDAQ fell 82 points to 4,941, and the S&P 500 declined 21 points. Harman International, which makes audio systems for cars, and Yelp, an online listing service, were among the companies that fell sharply after posting weak earnings. The stock market has struggled this week after ending last week at record levels. Julie Walker, New York.
16 co-workers at a New York City biopharmaceutical company have won a $58 million Mega Millions jackpot. This is AP Radio News. The NFL draft begins in a couple of hours.
The National Football League draft is taking place this year in Chicago. The opening round is on tap tonight with Tampa Bay holding the first pick. From all indications, the Bucs will choose former Heisman Trophy winner Jameis Winston out of Florida State. The 6'4 quarterback carries some baggage with him, but seemingly fits in well with Tampa. The other big name in the draft is Oregon's Marcus Mariota, and there has been all sorts of speculation that the Eagles or Browns will pull off a trade to move up and grab him. Tennessee picks number two, followed by Jacksonville, Oakland, and Washington. This is Jack Briggs.
The grandson of the late CBS News anchor Walter Cronkite and the voice of Dennis the Menace in a 2002 animated movie has died. Colby College president David Green says Peter Cronkite, a student at the school, took his own life over the weekend in Waterville, Maine. He was just weeks away from graduation. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Now at McDonald's, a sausage McMuffin is only $1.50. So stop dreaming about breakfast sausage and go get it. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.